Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
You need to hear the music to remember, don't you? Beat Again from JLS. Well, the former X Factor finalist recently announced a date in the Three Arena on the 11th of November. This is part of their upcoming tour. And whether it's JLS or Five, the Sugar Babes or Oasis, it feels like every single band from the 90s and the noughties is playing or announcing reunion shows right now. And once upon a time, reunion gigs were derided. Like, they were seen as bands way past their prime, looking for one last payback. But not so much now, because people want nostalgia, we want comeback gigs, they're a key part of the music scene. So are we living in the reunion era, and why are so many of them getting back together? Well, Crossy is here, DJ and broadcaster in the studio, going to every single gig this summer, let it be said.
Every single one that involves a reunion. What a time to be alive. If you're in your like 20s and 30s, all right, you would have grown up with these. And we were probably the last bunch of people that had posters on our walls. And it was of Five. It was of JLS. Like, JLS had the best merchandise out there 16 years ago, which is terrifying to even think that. And now they're coming back and we are reliving our youths again, when we had no worries and we didn't have to think about anything.
It kind of feels like they've never gone away, though. It's a bit of a short time frame, isn't there?
Yeah,
between the end of something and the reunion tour.
And it's selling them out. Like, if you had to think about it, right, there's been some acts, right, some bands that haven't gone back to, but just say a Three Olympia or a Three Arena yet, who would have maybe 5 or 6 years ago been playing hotels for a Christmas party. And now everyone wants to be part of this.
What's going on? Where's the appetite coming from, I wonder?
So I think it is that yearning. I think people are now yearning to think about the simpler times. So, like, you know, you're doing your 9 to 5, you're working, you got kids, and all of a sudden you're thinking, oh my God, back in the late 90s, early noughties, remember I fancied abs from Five? Remember, you know, I was watching The X Factor on a Saturday night with my mom and dad.
Mm-hmm.
And those songs are the songs that you danced to in teenage nightclubs, or even nightclubs themselves when they were packed out every single weekend.
I just wonder as well, is it because there's a change in how we're listening to music? So we were fed the charts and you were listening to current stuff all the time. But now you've got people finding their own music on Spotify, or they're listening to tracks that people are using on TikTok. So we're exposed to maybe that music in a way that we weren't before.
Yeah. And you know what? There's actually people that are doing these bands so much justice on TikTok that will hear a song that they haven't heard in ages or that they've never heard of before, do some funny dance, and all of a sudden everyone's going, what's this song? Who's this band?
And it's away, and it's huge again. Now, the really big gigs, though, coming up for these bands that are getting together, like, you're talking Three Arena. These are...
Three Arena. What's that? 14,000 people are going to be packed out. Like,
so who's there? JLS will be there.
JLS are going to be there.
Five.
Right? Five sold out one night, okay? And now they've got a second night coming out. Like, can you imagine? And it's the five of them as well, because we all remember the heartbreak. One of the lads broke away in 2001 and it was only the four of them, but they were still called Five. And then I think there was a TV show that went around for a while, getting all the bands back together, and there was emotions, and still the five of them wouldn't be all in the same room together. And then the announcement every day a couple of weeks ago, one of them tweeted, the next one Instagram, the next one TikTok.
Love it. Five came back. Love the marketing.
Yeah, it's so good.
Now, JLS, we mentioned, I mean, they were a household name because they were on The X Factor when The X Factor was absolutely huge, appointment to view television at the time, 16 years ago. So what's the appeal now, do you think?
I think the appeal is, if you think one of the lads from JLS was actually on The Masked Singer. So if you're looking at mams and dads who now have, you know, they're like adults who now have kids, they love JLS. And now one of the lads is on The Masked Singer. I'm watching it with my family. The kids are going, who the hell is this fella? He's after winning. He's brilliant.
So they're still in the zeitgeist. They're still around.
Mom and dad are like, oh, now we can go to a concert. The kids like this.
Listen,
and that's the reason why.
We'll take a listen now to another band who will be in the Three Arena later on this month, in fact.
Train comes, I don't know its destination. It's so
saw the Sugar Babes last year. Was it last year in the Ivy Gardens?
Ivy Gardens last year, and it was a beautiful day. And then about 7 o'clock, Ireland just became Ireland, and it started lashing. I mean, torrential rain.
Washed out of it.
They played, in fairness to them, I would probably would have walked off stage. They played for about an hour and 20 minutes. Every single song a banger. Every single song.
Really? Like, see, I would think I'd probably know that song from the Sugar Babes and not much else.
Push the Button was another one. Remember that one as well?
Yeah.
So when you think of it, like, their songs are in EastEnders in the background, or they're in movies. Like, there was a song, Two Lost in You was in Love Actually, I think, with Martin McCutcheon. So all these songs throughout the years have always been on. This band, you know, it's the first time in a long time that they're now the original three, because it was the original three. Siobhan left, then Heidi came, and then did Mucha leave and someone else came in. So they've kind of have different iterations of it, bar 3 years ago when they got back together, and this is when the crack happened.
But who's in it now? Is it the original?
The original.
Oh, they're back to the original
Siobhan,
group.
Siobhan, Mutya and Keisha.
Oh,
and
you're a big fan. You see, you've got all the names at your fingertips there as well.
It sounds like such
Crossy.
A weirdo, but I can't wait for the three reading
it. So you stood in the Ivy Gardens in the lashing rain for whatever it took, 2 hours to watch this, right? And you were happy.
It was so good. And their voices, like, they're only on the Late Late Show over the weekend, and their voices are incredible. Now, I think justice for Heidi, she's been in it the longest, and then she got kicked out and she never came back for the reunion. So I still think she should be in it. But the three are back, and it's my happy place.
Yeah, it's just like, how do we explain it? You go from the Ivy Gardens, which is grand, to the Three Arena, you know,
and 13,000,
and
yeah,
everybody is there, and well, you'll be there, I know, and all of the other fans too. Now, we've another one for you to hear. This band, they're going to be playing the Three Arena also later this year, and Crossy's going to this gig as well. And if the sunshine has a meaning, it's telling me not to let things get in my way. When the rainy days are dying, gotta keep on trying. All the bees and birds are flying. Never let go, gotta hold on and not stop till the break of dawn. And keep moving, don't stop rocking. I was listening to that going, there must be a dance. And
there
then Crossy starts doing finger in the air, finger to the floor.
And then you take a right and you take a little twirl, and then you go down and you go back up again.
You've been practicing for November, have you?
Do you know what? To have them all back together.
Five.
And they're all just, they've all had, you know, colourful lives afterwards. And then some of them kind of, you know, kept away from the media. For them all to be back together again, like, every single song they have is a banger. And I think I went to see Girls Aloud last year when they came back. Look, don't be worrying about the singing. Don't be worrying about, you know, you're there for the nostalgia.
Why are you saying that about Girls Aloud in particular?
I went to Girls Aloud with my friend, and my friend Jill says, will you stop saying, God love them.
It wasn't gelling, was it?
It was their very first show when they got back together. And just there was a couple of little rough bits around the edges. But it was brilliant. 22 songs, I knew 20.
Let's have a listen to Girls Aloud, who are also playing. They played the first night of their reunion tour in Dublin last year, and they're still on the go. Let's have a listen. So Girls Aloud, you really loved it.
It was brilliant.
Yeah, some issues.
And they're brilliant singers. But I just think, as, you know, the world goes on and life goes on, people change.
You're
and
so kind.
Yeah. Do you know what, they go through to judges' houses the next time? I don't know. If they play the Three Arena tomorrow, I'm there.
I know
straight
you are.
Away.
Listen, to go back to Five, two massive gigs. So November, and then there's one in December
as well.
But they had a reunion before, didn't they? This is not the first time Five got back together.
So this is the thing, right? So they had a reunion, but it was kind of like S Club 7. They all didn't come back at the same time. There was a TV show where they talked about getting the bands back together.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think all of them got on with each other. And some of them, do you know what? Because the world has changed in social media and they didn't have that back in 99, 2000, 2001. They're like, ah, no, we're not going to do it. And for some reason, they've all decided, I would presume, they're selling out gigs everywhere and there's a lot of cash dollar to be made out of that.
All right, well, let's have a listen to another clip now because you mentioned a split, but a bitter split didn't stop this band getting back together. So they have a musical, Steps Musical, Here and Now. That's coming to the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in September. They have done reunion shows over the years and people won't be surprised that you've seen them live too.
Yeah, God, geez, my musical tastes on that.
It's okay, we're all
just
friends.
Thinking about it here.
There's no judgment here.
So this one was an interesting one because everyone loved Steps because they kind of made fun of themselves. They were pop, they were cheesy, they were in a happy place and all that. They came back a couple of years ago and they played the Tory Arena and packed it out with every single one of them. They still wore the same costumes that they were wearing back in the day. They all went their separate ways and tried to do, you know, little kind of singular, like Lisa Scott Lee, again, she did two or three songs, one called Lately. I think it got to number two maybe, and then after that it just filtered away.
But if ever there was a band that should have just stayed together and milked that vibe of we're all having fun, happy clappy, they were the ones.
They were the ones. I'm kind of surprised they never did the Eurovision.
Yes.
Like, aren't they very Eurovision-esque?
But a whole lot of them. If you had the chance, you'd sit down and you'd say to them, don't be trying to go it alone. Now, you've got a good thing here. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
Take a break every now and again, but keep coming back because it's always going to work.
And people want that. You know, they want that escapism. You can go to any 40th or 50th or 30th around the country this weekend and that Tragedy song is going to be played.
We have Blue now next, a noughties pop band. They're on tour in the UK celebrating 25 years together. So everybody sing, one love for the mother's pride, one love for the times we cried, one love, gotta stay alive. I will survive, one love for the city streets, one love for the hip hop beats, one love. Oh, I do believe one love is all we need. That sounds good. Still, doesn't it?
It is good. And that is the thing about it. It's really good. And again, they all broke away. I know Duncan, was he in Hollyoaks or one of those TV shows? They're all, you'll see them filter around the UK, you know, popping up on TV shows and all that. But they're strong when they're together as a band. The one band that will never get back together is Hearsay, but let's not talk about that.
Yeah, the Blue went on this tour, the big reunion thing, back about 10 years ago, wasn't it? And there was Liberty X and Atomic Kitten and Five.
I think if you look at it, that organisation that kind of, you know, brought those bands around, I think if you're a fan of all these bands, you probably have to thank them because it's because of that, I think people were kind of going, oh, there's a market to be on our own and not to be, you know, Atomic Kitten on a 10 past 8 and Blue on a 20 past 8 and then someone else on after that. And I think, you know, for the bigger bands, they've realised that.
Now, there's loads of rumours at the moment about this band getting back together. Let's have a listen. You'd go though, wouldn't you? You'd be there.
Would I go?
Yeah.
I would run to it. Like, I think, you know, they played Croke Park a couple of years ago. And I know Victoria Beckham wasn't there. It was still a really good gig, like selling out 80,000 tickets. I have a very funny feeling next year they're going to do Glasgow.
You think? So the problem with them is, and the reason I see my children love that song, right? So they played it a lot. And then the algorithm gives you lots of other Spice Girl songs.
Yeah.
Once you get past that, it's not much there.
You don't like Two Becomes One?
No, I do not. I do not.
What's it? Mama's another one, you know, that song as well?
You see, I think you're done once you get past that one we've just heard. That's
controversial
just me.
Here
That's just
today.
Me. But you'll be there anyway. You think it's coming next year?
I think it's coming next year. There's something there. You know what? They keep talking. Poor MLB's always talking about it. But now the other ones are starting to talk about it. And that, I think, means there's something coming.
They would make an absolute fortune. But then do they need it? You know, they did very, very well back in the day. And some of them are still doing well.
Very well. Yeah. Like Victoria Beckham and David, like that empire that they have.
Yeah. And Jerry's all right, too.
Ah, God. Yeah. She's going to have a good Christmas this year. Loaded. Loaded.
Rossi, thanks so much. Enjoy all the gigs. Don't know where you get the time to go to work and do your normal stuff.
Can we just say we want the Saturdays to get back? Una Healy, make that call.
Yeah, make it happen,
make
Una.
Make it happen.
Make it happen. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.